You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
Indian markets closed lower on Monday, dragged down by weak global cues as well as fall in currency, which touched a fresh all-time low of 69.89 rupees against the US dollar. Growing economic crisis in Turkey shook investor confidence. However, analysts are suggesting investors to buy on dip as Nifty holds above crucial support levels. For momentum to continue on the upside, Nifty has to hold above 11,400 levels. The decline is due to external factors, which would be short-lived, and traders should continue with buy on dips approach. Analysts believe it is healthy to have such corrective phases as it eliminates weak hands. However, it also causes trouble to traders as stock selection and position management become difficult. Investors are advised to keep a close eye on global development along with prevailing earnings season for Qs, suggest experts. Where are we going to expect the big news from today? It is going to be, as usual, on the earnings front. 1,093 companies will be reporting their results for the quarter ended June later today, which include big names like Allahabad Bank, Bharat Dynamics, MK Global, Esser India, Finolex Cables, Gayatri Projects, GMR Infra, DB Realty, Dilip Buildcon, GVK Power, Hathway Cable, India Bulls Real Estate, IVRCL, JBF Industries, Lau Pala, MMTC, SpiceJet, among others. A quick look at the technical charts. Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. Support for the index is placed at 11,340, and a breach of the said level on Tuesday could take the index towards 11,034, according to experts. We'll be watching out for three levels today, 11,034 to 11,340, 11,478 and 11,500. Maximum put OI is placed at 11,000, followed by 11,200 strikes. Maximum call OI is placed at 11,500, followed by 11,400. Strikes. We spoke to HDFC Securities and this is what they have to recommend in terms of stocks to buy. Infosys has a buy call with a last trading price of 1,409 rupees. Target we're looking at is 1495, stop loss 1347, return of 6%. Everest Industries has a buy call as well, LTP of 552.5 rupees. Target we're looking at is 630 rupees, stop loss 510, return of 14%. And finally, Crompton Consumers has a buy call as well, LTP of 267 rupees, target of 302 rupees, stop loss 250 rupees, that is 250, for return of as much as 13%. Infosys, Everest Industries and Crompton Consumers all have buy calls from HDFC Securities. Well, that was a quick recap of what we can expect from the markets today. Hopefully, that is enough for you to bear in mind as you're going to trade today. We wish you a fantastic day in the market. This is the 14th of August 2018, and we'll, of course, be keeping a close eye on what happens in terms of global cues, the Turkish crisis that is evolving, and how it will affect Indian markets. For all the latest from the world of business and finance, we are, of course, going to be here updating you at all times on moneycontrol.com. Until the next time I see you, which is going to be in the evening, with an evening walk down Dalal Street, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.